is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the Dirty Birdie Charity Classic at South Shore Harbor Golf Club in League City. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Welcome in, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. Nick is in the studio. We're at South Shore Harbor Country Club. What a beautiful morning. Man, guys, we should be playing instead of doing this crap. We should be out there, Dell. Mm-hmm. This is right in your backyard, isn't it?
Well, it's very close, yeah. But some bad news. I heard that the driving range is closed because it's too wet, so some golfers might be a little upset that they can't warm up today.
Too wet.
Outside, yeah.
To warm up.
Apparently, the driving range is closed currently because of the moisture out there.
What about, is it cart path only? Because then I'm out.
I didn't ask those questions.
You know what? I can't bear that cross today, okay?
Is the burden that you're carrying, or you would carry, heavier than Shaq's burden? I mean LeBron's burden, considering?
I don't know. I heard Jay Will this morning talking about the burden that LeBron has to carry along with everything else. And he's coming through, and if he wins a championship with this burden.
Who said that?
Jay Will.
Uh-huh.
With this burden that he has to carry, leading the way. Don't shut up and dribble ever, LeBron. Whatevs. He's in his suite, at Disney World, you know, in his hot tub, carrying this burden. I know he has to speak on everything. I get it. He does. And he had a heartfelt for African-American women. He had a heartfelt statement and everything else. And, you know, he's been.
He put himself in a position, you know, and probably didn't expect it to be where he was going to have to do this many times in the middle of a playoff.
He's going to have to be a spokesman.
Well, now if he doesn't speak on something,
right.
Or if he doesn't.
Well, and then the L.A. Sheriff's Department comes after him when the two cops got shot.
Yeah,
you know, and says, "Hey, LeBron, we're gonna talk about this. Hey,
right.
LeBron, hey, there's a kid that got shot." And we're going to talk about the, you know, every time now, because now he has put himself out front and center, and that is something that he's got to deal with. He is, I guess, the Jim Brown, the Muhammad Ali, the, I guess, Stephen A. Smith of our time.
The Stephen A. Smith of
our time. Well, I mean, everything, every issue, every African-American issue, Stephen A. Smith has to speak on.
They're paying him a pretty penny to do that. And like I said before the show, I think carrying Alex Caruso and Markieff Morris is a bigger burden that he has to shoulder.
Alex Caruso's dope sometimes.
Dragging that team to the finals is what I would suggest is
a bigger burden. That's the burden that he's got to carry,
yes.
That cross.
Yes.
That cross that he has to bear. Yeah, that is that Kentavious Pope, Caldwell Pope. That is one hell of a burden.
Danny Green burden as he gets Danny Green to a finals. Danny Green continues to be a disaster shooting the basketball.
Yeah, well they took now it's 3-1, so this series is over.
It's danger time for the Lakers.
Denver's got this thing now right where they want it. It's 3-1. They're down 3-1. So here we go. It'll be interesting to see how Denver fights back. They fought last night. They fought their ass off last night. And
yeah.
It was down to the wire. And Jamal Murray, holy crap, this guy is not – it is unbelievable where he's come from and where he is.
Who he believes and knows he is now is unbelievable. The way that he's played in both of these series has been – just really, really, all three of the series has been really, really impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, he just steps up and makes things happen. And now they've got the Lakers where they want them, down 3-1.
Right, right.
You know,
I said
so
the
this
series is over. It's
this
over.
Is, yeah, Denver's this
got
is, this, this is where Denver's hard to beat.
Yep.
So, good luck.
Yeah, the series is over.
Denver's... I know you got them 3-1, but you don't really have them when you're at 3-1.
Uh-huh.
But it is... You know, when Jamal Murray, it's amazing when somebody believes in themselves, when they really believe, like the Astros. When you really believe, look what happens. Look at the Astros' bats. There's word on the streets is that they weren't too happy with what you've been saying lately about the bats. That's what they're saying on the streets.
Huh.
And it got back to the Astros, and then they're like, oh, okay, how about eat some of this? Jose Altuve, 3 hits. George Springer, 3 hits. What?
Eat some of this?
Yeah, eat some of this.
What is this?
Hits.
Okay.
Hits and runs.
So
Bregman 3 for 5. Brantley 2 for 5.
Yeah. No. Well, I get that. And you know what? It's unbelievable that Jose Altuve was able to get his average up to 226. You know that. Hey, you're right. I need to eat some of that 226.
Oh, I'm sorry. He can't hear you. He's got his MVP ring in his ear.
Yeah.
Or is he can't hear you.
225. You know what? The only one. I mean, Cucker. He was just watching last night. That's all he did.
He couldn't even just go, okay, I misstepped there. Yeah, I didn't mean that. I'm just going to keep going.
No, actually, it's Effordy. When he's just watching everybody else hit, he's Cucker.
Oh, no.
Okay? So he's 0-for-4. And man, you know what? What a roller coaster that dude is. 266. Either he's 4-for-5 or he's 0-for, like, his last 12. He is unbelievable how up and down. And he better be up. You know what? Maybe this is an indication because Lance Lynn is a good pitcher. He's got a gigantic gut on him. But
God,
he's a
– how? When did he get that?
I don't know where he got that boiler.
Oh, man, that's quarantine.
Hey, man.
He got the quarantine gut. That's the chunkiest pitcher I've seen probably in years.
Rick Rushel.
Yeah. That guy was so sloppy.
Yeah. But you know, he's a pretty good pitcher, and for them to turn their bats around now, that's
yeah, we talked about that. Like, wouldn't it be cool if the Astros all of a sudden started hitting like they've hit for the last, you know, 4 years, and they did that yesterday, and we're talking about the main guy. Jose Altuve had a home run, Reddick did. We're talking about Tuve and Springer and Bregman all had multi-hit games, and Brantley. That's a really good potential sign, yeah. At least it was a good flash.
Well, magic number's down to 1. Mm-hmm. So that's all they got to do is win one of these, or the Angels have to lose one of theirs. It's not even the Mariners anymore. The Angels moved into third place the other day. So it's down to 1. Astros get into the postseason, and right now they are playing the A's again. The A's are a half a game behind Minnesota. So we'll see if it's going to be Minnesota or the A's. It won't be Tampa. We know that. Tampa's not getting down to third. So it's going to be either Oakland or Minnesota. Which one you want?
I mean, I want to say actually Oakland, but I'd probably say Minnesota, I guess. I don't know. Oakland seems to have your number.
Yeah, it could even be Chicago. Oh. Depending on,
but do you really want to get
if they come up? If Minnesota slumps this weekend and
Chicago's
has a
got
nice
the
weekend.
Lightest pitching staff, but they can bomb on you. So I mean, it worries me a little bit that you might have to get in a slugout, and that's not who you've been this year.
Yeah, and they're 3-7 in their last 10, so they've been slumping lately. They were the number one team in the league for a lot of this shortened season. But yeah, they've fallen off. I'd rather have the White Sox, if you want to know the truth, if you got a choice between the three of them. But Cleveland's still in it as well. Barely, but they're still in it as a possibility. So
your boyfriend goes today.
Who's my boyfriend?
Jose Urquidy.
Urquidy goes? Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Cody versus...
Oh, how do you want a clincher? You want Urquidy on the mound.
Cody okay. versus Urquidy is going to be it.
Yeah, that's my boy. That's my guy. If it wasn't for the injury, he'd have won the Cy Young this year.
I know. That's what you've been saying.
You know?
That's what you've been saying.
Cy Urquidy. Cy Snead? Of all the names, they had to name Cy Snead.
Yeah. Almost like the most ironic joke of all time.
It kind of is. It kind of is. It's almost Cy Lima-ish. Lima loved that, though. Cy Lima. Did Dell just say the driving range is WAP?
It's WAP, by the way.
It's WAP?
Yes.
I think, no. Why? See, WAP is Italian, okay?
Well, but
that's a slur.
No,
you
it's
wanna
not.
Keep slurring?
No, it's not.
You want to keep throwing W-bombs out there?
It's been determined that we had this discussion about how it's pronounced, and you tried to talk me off of what it actually is.
I did.
It's, yeah,
I tried to talk
it's
you
WAP.
Off.
It's not WAP.
I feel like we should say WAP because...
Why?
Because the other one sounds like a slur.
WAP.
But I didn't direct it to anyone. I'm talking about...
WAP.
I'm talking about...
It's not WAP is... Is it derogatory, and I'm offended by it.
But I'm not.
So if I am offended by it, then you should stop saying it.
I do realize the burden you have to carry.
It is my burden.
Yes.
You too.
Yes. So I won't apologize, and I would say buck up.
Yeah. All right.
No, I did not say the golf course is WAP.
You said it's WAP.
I was
wet at.
No, I didn't. All I was told, I wasn't even told, I just overheard. that there will be no – the driving range closed because it's too wet out there.
Get a bucket and a mop then. That's all you have to do.
Well,
I was told that's what you have to do. Get a bucket and a mop.
Not to clean it up.
Well.
The implication isn't to make it drier.
Or this wet-ass range.
You're going to park that giant semi in this, this garage?
Inside this little parking spot.
Inside this little parking spot out here? Is that what you're doing?
I wouldn't call it a semi. I
mean. My wife is so funny. She is like – It's so funny when men have songs like this. When I first brought it up, when men have songs, oh, that's fine. But now all of a sudden women do, and it's a problem. Now that women are, you know, talking about their bodies, and women all of a sudden this is.
Well, I agree.
She's like trying to get, and then all of a sudden my son Alec was watching the WAP challenge on TikTok and saw those dances, and my wife's like, I don't want that in this house again.
Well, now it's changed. Well, he's a
now
child.
Actually watched.
Well, but so
like
what?
She never even heard the song.
He's
seen
a young man who's growing. And
empowered.
We gotta empower women to do this.
That's true.
And now she's trying to keep it out of the house.
No,
now
women are allowed to do that. But
right.
Your son
when
is
she's
what,
seeing
how,
this.
How old is he?
16.
Yeah, that's a perfect age to be watching.
Sorry,
that.
He's too young for that.
No, it's a perfect age.
Says you.
Yeah.
That's his.
That's
his mistake
age. That's,
for.
Right.
For having it out loud in the
house.
Yeah,
you shouldn't have watched it around your mom.
That's really on him, to
that
be
is
honest
on
with
him.
You.
That's too dumb.
You know what your business is? Long showers.
Oh.
Whoa.
No, go to a break.
Yeah. You said it. What do you mean go to a break?
Go to a break.
You can't tell us to go to break when you say it.
Get out of the shower.
Get a break.
Son.
No, he hasn't gone to the long shower yet. I'm like, man, my shower would be a whole lot longer when I was your age.
Well, did you have to fight off four other siblings to take showers? Maybe that's the issue. He knows.
Be quick about it. Listen, you
lock
that bathroom door. You can sit in there and watch a movie.
That's true, but there are too many people who know where you are. It's uncomfortable.
Well, Lance used to take those long-ass showers. Now he's
like,
just watching movies.
Alex still in the bathroom. Who wants that? No one wants that.
I didn't care when I was growing up.
Well, me and Eric Layton talked about this on our podcast this week that we recorded. When I get sick or really drunk, which I haven't been really drunk for a while, but laying down in the shower has been my move in the past. He's like, you know, he's a little germaphobe. He's like, oh, my God, that's disgusting.
Why is it disgusting? Like, it's disgusting? A shower. It's
a
water.
There's a constant flow of water. It's not like a bathtub where you're laying in your own filth like a dirty animal.
Well, he thinks you're a dirty animal.
Wow.
Yeah, he
that's
does.
A little aggressive for all those women out there taking baths. But let's talk right now about.
Well, you don't get clean, don't you? Like, my wife will take a shower after a bath.
Because they're stewing in their own filth.
Thank you.
It's hot. So you're boiling. What are you, marinating yourself in your own
filth?
Yeah. It's disgusting.
Thank you. You marinate yourself in your own dirt?
It's disgusting. Take a shower. What's wrong with people?
Take a shower after
bath. That's my deal. Women love baths.
Take a shower after a bath.
I want to talk. You know what I love is Damaris Barbecue. Listen, if you haven't been in a while, if you haven't been to the one on the 610 feeder right at 18th Street, you get off if you're heading north on 610 at 18th Street, right just past I-10. And you go and watch your games there. They've got the NFL Sunday ticket. They've got all the college games. Those guys are Aggies, so you want to go watch your Aggies. They support Texas A&M. They support U of H. And if you're looking for a great place to watch games, this is where we watched the Texans last Thursday. Great place. And, we watched last Sunday. We're watching the U.S. Open. We got the Texans on. We got Arizona on. We got all the late games on. It's perfect. If you're looking for a great time in a great way, and, by the way, it's Damaris Barbecue. The food is great. I'm telling you, I love the Greek salad. I don't know that there's a better salad in this city than the Greek salad at Damaris Barbecue. I get it every time. You get it with fajita meat, the chicken, or the beef. You get it with turkey as well, all at Damaris Barbecue. You're looking for a great barbecue on Shepherd, just north of Alabama, and at 610 on the feeder road at 18th Street. It's Damaris Barbecue.
ESPN 97.5. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the Dirty Birdie Charity Classic at South Shore Harbor Golf Club in League City. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776. The number to hang out with us. on the show, you're more than welcome to get in. The Astros putting it on them last night, 12-4. Nice job. Way to go, baby. Way to go. Welcome. How you doing? That's great stuff. We are live at the Dirty Birdie Charity Golf Classic. We're going to get our Bloody Marys here soon, Lance, from Elmina Shriners, the Elmina Shriners. Mm-hmm. They're going to be here. So are you going to partake? Did you get a breakfast taco yet? Mm-mm. What's going on? What's the matter with your life?
I didn't know if we could have those.
What?
Yeah. I don't know if we could have those. Yeah, we're not playing here.
John polished one off before.
Yeah.
Before are you just sure you didn't just do that because of your privilege? Because I need to ask around if I can have somebody's food. I don't just go snatch up their food.
You just go snatch their
food. Give me that food.
Give me that food.
Oh, it was for the people who signed up to play and paid money for the charity.
Uh-huh.
And you say, so?
But, yeah.
Do you know who I am?
I
was on TV today.
I was reporting live from Iraq.
Yeah. I was a Channel 13
reporter.
Traffic reporter.
And I was free. Okay, so that was even better.
Speaking of the people who are signing up, registration's now open here. So if you want to come play at South Shore Harbor for the Dirty Birdie, that is now open to you.
Is the course WAP?
The driving range is the issue. I don't know about the course itself.
Okay. Anything that's wet now is going to be WAP?
I would ask that we don't lean into that so much.
Pretty sure that's
because
that's what
some,
it's going to be.
Because at some point, you're just going to fully say the entire acronym.
It is pretty out here.
It's a nice place. I've never been on the course before. I've ran.
I know you. Oh, you have? You run around it?
Yeah, I've driven for when I deliver pizzas in my earlier days, but I've never been on the course because why would I?
Just a short little drive for us out here.
Are you complaining?
No, I said short. This is a daily drive for you, huh?
Yes.
This is every day.
This is every day.
This 40, is almost exactly what you drive.
Almost
every day.
Like 45
from
about?
Here to the, about 45 minutes on a good day.
Uh-huh. What about when it was pandemic? I mean, pre-pandemic.
Pre-pandemic, you're probably talking about 55 minutes to an hour.
Uh-huh. Really?
Day.
Well, yeah,
well,
you're coming
the way.
You're coming into traffic with traffic.
Yeah, in, but comb during the at 11 or 12, that's not a big deal. But yeah, about 45 minutes every
day. It's not, I mean, it's the traffic on the roadways. It's, you know, it can be bad still, but you talk to anybody, they'll tell you it's just not the same for them as it was pre-pandemic. I mean, there's definitely a lot more people working at home now. Definitely a lot more people working at home. There's no question. Our building, as a matter of fact, our building is, you know, we don't see the same amount of cars in the parking lot, not even close. I mean, it's just not as many people anymore. So, good.
Yeah, no.
Someone brings up a point. Didn't LZ take a hamburger from an intern? So, what about your privilege, sir?
No, I didn't take one.
You did.
There was a hamburger sitting there. No one was by, Tatiana wasn't near that hamburger.
It was made up.
It was already made.
It wasn't just a patty.
There was no lettuce and tomato.
Yes,
on it
was.
Was there?
Yes, there was. It was a patty on a bun, and then on the other part of the bun was the lettuce and tomato. It just hadn't been put together, and you took it.
I don't think that's how it
Yes,
happened.
It was.
But they were all right there like it
no,
was.
No, there was a pan of patties. She had already grabbed the patty and put it on a plate with a bun and garnish, and you still took the burger.
No, but there was nobody there.
It doesn't matter. You know that's safe
no
for someone.
There was no tomato. I mean, there was no ketchup no, or
yes,
mustard.
You're right. There was no bite so to
well,
signify.
Yeah, of course.
But if you see a pan of patties in one spot and then away from that
Who
spot.
Who said that? It's, Brian?
Yes,
Brian?
He's right, though.
You're not right, Brian.
Yes, he is.
Hey, mind your own business.
You have privilege, too.
See, like what Jackie said, LZ didn't snatch up people's food like the burger incident never happened. What y'all are really conflating these issues.
They're the same thing.
You're conflating these issues.
And you took it from an intern of all people.
By the way, why we've already got Art saying, who's playing the rejoiner music?
Yeah,
Fire him.
He doesn't like
it's
right
Nick.
Off the bat because it's not Dell producing the show.
Art doesn't like people of color. Nick is
no,
on this.
He doesn't like the buzz feel that he gets when Nick plays it, like the buzz 94.5. He just what did he just
Nick
play? Did he just
bit.
Play Trapped or what did he just play?
Yeah,
that, yeah it was Trapped.
The,
yeah,
yeah. Art's not down.
What
it feels he feels like.
What is this Art's personal
no,
radio station?
But he referenced it, so that's why I'm trying to explain it.
Art, do you want to just give us a playlist every morning? Is that what you want?
I think he's fine with what I play.
He would be fine with that.
He would.
I think he's just fine with what I play.
He is fine with what you
hey,
play.
Hey, by the way, are you noticing? Dell's squad went in and wrecked. I mean, wrecked Jacksonville. So now Jacksonville.
This isn't this how what was supposed to happen?
Well, and I didn't think Minshew looked very good at all yesterday.
No.
Watching this, Minshew, I thought this was all magical Minshew.
Aren't we back to where we're supposed to be?
Yeah. Now you look at that and you say, okay, the Colts got beat. They lost. Now the Titans, they stepped up. But I also think the Dolphins are better than people think. And culture change. You bring in Brian Flores. He brings in his guys. You've got Greer and Marvin Allen. They added Marvin Allen, and everyone's on the same page. Marvin, by the way, used to work for the Patriots. Marvin's worked for a few teams. But Marvin, who is his right-hand man, used to work for the Patriots as well. He was a Patriot at one time. Chris Greer was – Greer was a Patriot, right?
I don't know.
No, Greer wasn't. I don't think Greer was. But obviously Brian Flores was. They've taken the Patriot way, but less screaming at people and yelling at people. And they seem to, you know, they collect picks, which is also different. Miami likes to collect picks.
And are they going to actually use them?
Well, they have. I mean,
that'll
They had Tua and who else last
Austin
year in the first?
They drafted Austin Jackson.
Austin Jackson,
pretty good
Tua.
At left tackle.
So they went left tackle quarterback.
And then corner Noah Igbinoghi, who's a bigger role because Byron Jones pulled his groin or whatever he did, so he didn't play. And you're right, Chris Greer was a scout for the Patriots.
So all of them. They're all patrioted it up over there with the but it's you know, they've got two more free picks from the Texans this year coming up. No.
Yeah, first and
second. The second is this year. Yeah, so the first and second they'll have of the Texans. They look very competitive. They've got some players defensively. They added Kyle Van Noy, former Patriot. They added Gruger Hill, who was also a Patriot, I believe,
but last of the Eagles.
Eagles.
I mentioned they signed Byron Jones from Dallas, big-time corner. The corner play hasn't been great. Well, Josh Allen made them look awful because Josh Allen lights them up all the time.
They added cheap Josh Oh, what do you know? Miles – and I'm not saying their running game is great, but they get Miles Gaskin, who was, I want to say, an undrafted free agent.
I believe so.
Running back. Then you go get Jordan Howard cheap. From the Bears, I think he's fairly cheap.
Yeah, about four or something a year.
Well, no, it's what the going rate 12, is. They didn't spend $12.1 million
on
their running back.
No, it was more like a Carlos Hyde, a smart move.
They didn't spend $12.1 on a running back that hasn't performed since 2016.
It's more like a smart move, like Carlos Hyde. So they
you can't do it that
way. They're doing now. They also took a chance on Preston Williams, who had first round talent, but.
He did some stuff.
Character. Yeah, some character stuff with him. But he's starting.
Yeah, he's a good player. He got hurt on a punt return last year, but he was good last year, and he's caught a touchdown pass.
Devontae Parker's finally coming around.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Miami is not an easy out. I liked them against the Patriots. They didn't.
Especially in a few years to come with all these draft picks.
And that's what I'm saying. And then you had, you know who else was draft pick collectors? The Raiders. The Raiders have been draft pick collectors. Let's see how they do because they have shown signs of starting to potentially come around. Draft pick collectors can flip very quickly their fate. And same thing can happen in basketball. That's why if Morey ever becomes a pick collector, which he's not even close to doing
that
now.
He's 5 years away from being getting a pick.
I know. So, well, he'll have picks, but not really.
What? No, he won't.
He'll have. Well,
he swapped with Oklahoma City, and he gave him two of them.
Yeah, so anytime.
He swapped two, and he gave him two.
Well, swapped, he'll still get the picks.
It'll just be the worst version.
The worst version of the picks, he still gets his picks.
No, it'll be well.
There's a chance he's going to.
You know what? Guys are getting picked up 14, 13, 14, 18, 17, 22.
Well, but his pick, there's a good chance his pick will be the better of the picks anyway with Oklahoma City. Because they're probably – I don't know if they're going to maintain.
Well, they won't swap if they have
a better
pick.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
That's probably – the swap thing's probably not even going to matter.
Well,
we'll
see. Oklahoma City was right with them this year.
Yeah.
Right there.
But I don't know that they hang on to Chris Paul.
Yeah, right.
So we'll see.
Well, you know what they'll do? They'll get more picks for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can –
you know
can,
what? It won't
know,
be long before
– Golden State became Golden State because
of
picks.
In 5 years, who you got, Oklahoma City or the Rockets?
That's hard to – I mean, I don't know. That's hard to call.
Because in 5 years, James is, what, 35?
If you ask me 2 years, it maybe gets a little trickier. 3 years, it gets trickier.
In 5 years, I'm taking OKC because the Rockets' core – well, they're already old, but James is going to be way past the prime.
That's what I'm saying. I'm taking Oklahoma City for the future.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, that's why I think Daryl has really got himself in a pickle now. Because I'm not sure how he's going to change his fortunes here.
You like to say he's in a pickle.
Yeah.
All right.
Say he's got bees
in his
bonnet.
John Clay Wolf?
Talking to him right now.
He's talking to him right now? Good. All right. So 713-780-3776. We're live at South Shore Harbor. It is just beautiful out here. It is gorgeous. It's a country club, and they've got the Dirty Birdie Golf Charity Classic out here, brought to you by Duck Crew de Rue, Elmina Shriners, and Ronald McDonald House are beneficiaries, along with the American Heart Association. So these guys are doing great stuff. Tiny and the whole crew, Jason and his boys, they're just wonderful. It's also brought to you by MVS, which is pretty cool. And John Clay Wolf is with us right now on ESPN 97.5. John Clay Wolf, I got my title yesterday. How about that?
That's good. Have you sent it to us?
I sent a picture. The title is going to be actually mailed to me in 2 weeks, so we still have a little time to wait. But I did go into the tax office, and I got the job done. Look at me.
Look at you. Look at you.
I'm so proud of me.
I'd say run it down to our office in your building, but did you know that we got kicked out?
You did? What'd you guys do?
We had a car stolen because we begged somebody to steal a car out of the garage at the facility there. Cadillac Escalade. So we asked the security people if they had a camera for the garage so we can see who stole our Cadillac Escalade. And then they told the landlord, and the landlord thought there was too much risk of our cars being there in the deal, so they told us to vacate by the October 1st.
Wow, that blows. Oh, well, it was nice having you. Well, but you know what? That, you know, it's not the first place you've been kicked out of. Am I right or am I right?
It's not. We found another. Well, no, the other place was the iHeart building down the street because at the Galleria, because we were there before we came to y'all, and we got kicked out of there because they closed it down for Corona.
Yeah.
They closed that one down for Corona, so we came over to y'all. So now we're just going to find our own building that we can run ourselves because our roommates seem to have a rub-off effect. It's negative.
Well, what was the liability of the building anyway? You got your car stolen, and nobody asked them for the money. So
I mean, nobody asked them for the money. I don't know.
We'll find out. Just weak. Anyway, listen, if you want to sell your car, I mean, what's the market like right now?
It's good. It's not as bad as I figured it would be this time of year. Yes, it's coming down, you know, from the high of the Corona crazies in the middle of the summer. But, yes, it's still 10% higher than it was this time last year.
Well, that's nice. That's good. And you can hear John Clay Wolf tomorrow morning. Even call him. Wait a minute. We heard you got a call from Jim, Drunk Jim. And he was all pissed off about his fat family.
Oh, yes, the rant guy?
Yeah. How about that? That's our Jim. He calls our show all the time.
So you stole my office, and I stole your Drunk Jim.
But Drunk Jim. You got Drunk Jim. How about that? And
that,
he went off. We played it on our show.
That's when you know you've made it, Granato.
Yep, you're stealing our people.
We're supposed to start on KLOS next Saturday. Do you think we'll get... In Los Angeles,
you'll get kicked out of there. Yeah, you'll get kicked out of there too. John Clay Wolf, tomorrow morning, givemethevin.com. That's givemethevin.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the Dirty Birdie Charity Classic at South Shore Harbor Golf Club in League City. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, we are live at South Shore Harbor for the Dirty Birdie Charity Golf Classic, brought to you by Duck Crew de Rue and MVS. The guys are awesome. Elmina Shriners are the beneficiaries, along with Ronald McDonald House. Totally, totally sweet. So we really appreciate them having us out here and being a part of the show over the last – you've heard about this golf tournament over the last month and a half or so. So it is good stuff, and we appreciate them having us out here and being part of the station. So we got the SEC this week, Del. The college football season actually starting.
bunch of clowns. I was listening to a podcast that was SEC-centric, and I mean, yeah, the first couple weeks are appetizers, but now the real football season begins. Like, get the f*** out of here. Get out of here. Stop it. Just admit that the season had already started, and you guys were just waiting to see if things would fall apart before you made a decision, because you're scared. You let everyone get out in front because you were worried that things would be awful, and then if they were, you could be like, look, we didn't put our kids in danger. You ain't fooling me, SEC. Clowns.
Whoa, that seems to be a bit aggressive.
Listen,
let's face it.
That's what they did. They decided that, hey, we're going to let all you guys do the test case.
Has the season really started?
Yes.
Has it really started?
Yes. My team's won 2 games, so it started. Thank you.
Yeah, but did anybody care?
Yes.
Does it matter?
In fact, yes, people did care. Because you know why? It was on Saturday night last week, and they're going to be in the primetime game this week, too, so people did care. You know what the SEC is going to give us? What is it? Who's playing? LSU, Miss State in
2:30? The ACC Network?
No, it was on ABC.
ABC.
ABC this week.
That's only because ABC doesn't have the SEC. That's why they have to play.
That's
the
why
ACC.
LSU, we get
that's
to watch
the only
LSU and Miss State at 2:30 on CBS, great. That's awesome. Well, all my allegiance in the conference now. That's so wonderful. Beat it. What's he ever won? Ain't won nothing.
What? He won more games than anybody at Texas Tech.
What did he win, though?
What are you talking about? He got the number 2 in the country.
And what happened the following week?
That doesn't matter.
Yeah, that 50. He got.
Oh, have you ever been number 2 in the country?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, actually.
No,
my team has. Yes.
You're not you.
So who cares?
Mike Leach led the charges.
And then the next week.
He's smirching Mike Leach's name over here.
Yeah.
SEC coach.
Shout out to your 8 wins a year.
SEC coach.
8 wins a year. Yeah. Congrats to
you
Mike Leach.
You ever won 8 games? No.
How about you beat Washington the Apple Cup once? How about you do that?
Are you kidding?
With Miles Gaskin,
how are you going to beat them? You're not going
to
beat them.
Other teams have found a way to beat Washington. Never could beat them. Get out of here with Mike Leach.
So, anyway, the SEC starts, and so the football season starts for real.
Yeah.
That's this Saturday. That's tomorrow. Oh, that's going to be fun. That is going to be fun to watch real football.
Okay.
So we got the Texans as well on Sunday. That's the noon. You know the Texans play at noon every single game now? Mm-hmm. Every
Except
single game.
Except last week?
Well, no.
Random,
last week was the only one. That was the last one.
I like it at noon. I get done with that crap bleep show at like 3:05.
Wow.
I had to watch them at 6?
I know.
Why? Why would anyone want to watch them after 5 p.m.?
That's ugly.
No idea why anyone. Get your day over with.
So it's at noon except one game, Thanksgiving, 11:30. That's the only one that they're not at noon. So, and that'll just tell you where they are in the NFL, in the hierarchy.
Yep.
So anyway, how about this? How about this stat? If J.J. Watt gets 2 sacks Sunday, he'll become the 4th player in NFL history to get 100 sacks in 115 games or less. Here are his brothers, T.J. and Derek Watt, talking about that.
That means we're not doing real great on offense. Is this the last game he has the chance to do that?
I think J.J.'s got enough hardware. I think he's got 3 defensive players. He's not very shy of telling people that he has those awards, especially me. So I think he doesn't need this one.
Yeah, that he can let that one go.
Derek. I'll bet those brothers give each other the business, man. I think TJ's getting the better of it now, isn't he?
Yeah, I'm looking at them. They look far more similar to each other than JJ does to them.
Yeah, JJ looks like a
cyborg.
A cartoonish.
Yeah.
Right.
He looks like a superhero.
He does. That's what I said. He should he should be.
You know, his
Captain
lower
America.
Body is so streamlined. Like it's he's got an athletic lower body with a bigger. He's starting to look kind of top heavy a little bit. JJ, 2 sacks though.
He can't be Captain America. He's got no personality.
What are you talking about? That's what writers are for.
He's like the way Homelander
still
got to
deliver it.
But he's Homelander. If Homelander was supposed to be. You know, a
he
good
might
guy.
Just be Homelander. We just don't know about it.
No,
yet.
He's not Homelander.
Well, is there any superhero that doesn't talk? Because that would be perfect.
JJ talks.
No, that's he can't deliver lines.
He's not really great at it. Did you watch Saturday Night Live?
What? That's acting.
Yeah,
that's
well, I know. Good. That's what I'm talking about. I want him to be a superhero.
Oh, on a movie. He will be in a
movie.
Well, he's already been on a movie.
Yeah.
He's been on a movie.
Yeah, he'll be the star of a movie.
Oh, He's not. Well, he's not he'll John be, Cena.
He'll be. Well, he might be. You don't know that. John Cena wasn't John Cena before John Cena.
Yeah, but John Cena had wrestling personality.
Right.
That's you could see him in
well,
the
JJ's
ring.
JJ's done Saturday Night Live. I don't know if you heard.
I saw. I
saw. I saw. I saw him read a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was reading while he was reading.
Why
didn't he? Since he had, why didn't he just read it off of his sheet instead of? Because he was reading lines.
Yeah, and when other people were talking, his lips were moving as he was trying to get his lines together. So
right.
That's awesome for him. I don't want to see him ruining Captain America. That's all. That's all. He could be Homelander.
But he could be a superhero. I want one where you don't have to talk. The superhero doesn't talk.
Well, there is a guy on The Boys who doesn't talk.
Well.
But you don't see his face either.
Black Noir.
Black Noir. He doesn't talk at all.
He could be White Noir.
Well, Black Noir is not about the color of his skin. It's
but the actor
the suit
is
he's
black.
Wearing. Is he?
Yeah, I've looked it up in the Internet Movie Database.
Are you trying to give Black Noir to a white guy, Del?
I'm just trying
to... Oh, appropriate it? Okay.
I'm just trying
what, black guy can't play Black Noir?
I'm just trying to keep JJ away from things I like. Like, he can stay on the Texans because I don't like him. I don't want him on things I like. That's all. I don't want him ruining things I like.
I hope he goes and finishes his career with the Dolphins.
I hope. Oh my God! How awesome would that
just
be?
On the IR, on the IR at four games in.
Great. That'd
no,
be wonderful.
I hope he becomes Batman or whatever character
Batman.
You love.
He can't be Batman.
See, see.
But he can't.
Oh my gosh,
Batman.
That would be.
No, raise your hand if you've raised $46 million for the city.
Yeah. There's one
guy. That's right. Only JJ's raising his hand.
That's right.
That's what I thought. And people found him so untrustworthy, he had to itemize where he put all the money.
By the way, I just made up $46 million.
Yeah, I think it was
it just
like
kept
37,
but I think it went higher.
He can be in a superhero movie, one of those DC movies that no one watches.
You think he'll live in Houston when he's done?
He's got that giant cabin.
But his wife plays in Chicago,
right?
He ain't moving to Chicago. Although it's not far from Wisconsin.
You think he's Wisconsin? If he's going to be an actor, like you say, he's not going to live in Wisconsin.
No. I don't think he's living in L.A. He's definitely not a New York guy. He might just – I think J.J. will stay in Houston.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, no, I think he's going to bigger – he's going to be a – you know, where he can be –
But you can do it from
– Use his star.
He doesn't have to go to –
he's going to L.A.
To try out and reads. He can go there.
No, but he's going to live there.
I don't think he'll live in L.A.
I don't know.
I don't think he wants to have all of his money paired off that
way. Well, he ain't living in Wisconsin.
No, I don't see him living – no, because his wife ain't living in Wisconsin. J.J., I know you love Wisconsin, but I'm not living in Wisconsin. Well, what about Milwaukee at least? No, we're not living in Milwaukee.
No.
Okay?
No. Hey, Joel, we're not living there.
I can see him living in Houston when he's done. Well,
he should learn from Jay Cutler.
Maybe.
Jay Cutler tried to move star wife to Nashville or Tennessee.
That didn't work.
And it wasn't even, and then that didn't work out.
And that's
out.
Considered a hip city.
Yeah, and it didn't work out.
It didn't work out. That wasn't going to work out anyway.
Mm-mm. So it's 7:42 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. That's a weekend. This is a holiday show, basically. We're out of the golf course.
You say that 2 to 3 times a week.
Well, it basically
can't
is,
always be.
John's been on holiday since, like, when? 2017,
yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah, it can't be a holiday show.
When did Wendy get this job?
Just because it's Friday.
You've been as soon as you acknowledge you were a kept man, you've been on holiday.
I really don't give a rat's ass about
it. He doesn't even hide it.
No, you don't have to tell us. Everyone knows.
I know. Well, I got to get a Bloody Mary here. The old Minus
Shriners are coming by.
Where are they?
Minutes.
With my Bloody Mary.
In a couple minutes.
Hey, pick up the pace. Hey,
I would ask
go.
You not to snap at the charity event. Snap at people.
And bring some fries with it.
I would say, I think it's a faux pas, I think.
You're always asking for fries.
It's time to talk about Doc Linville. Did you see Rognet Odor? Did you see that his melon? He's bald.
Oh, yeah. Out of nowhere.
And KJ said.
Wait, was that a. What, is that. Did he have to get his head shaved like that as a – no, because he's not
it's
like a rookie
not
or anything.
Not a joke. I mean,
he's
that's
not a rookie.
Him.
Yeah.
No, that's his head.
Dude, that's
– that's terrible.
Are you sure that wasn't like a –
no,
lost
somebody
– are you sure?
Somebody while he was sleeping shaved his head? Is
or,
that what you're
I mean,
thinking?
He's not a rookie, but did he lose a bet of some sort?
No.
Did he have lice?
That's his hair. Okay. So what does he need? He needs Doc Linville is what he needs. And I put it out there, 975hair.com, Rognet. You know, I don't care, though, because I can't stand Rognet. He's one of the most hated players in the world. So who cares? You know what? Look like that. But if you care about yourself and if you care about, you know, not looking like you're 50 or 60 when you're 30 years old or even when you're 50 years old, you want hair. It's okay. And it's affordable. The process is simple. You're back at work. Right? Fred worked the same day. He was in the chair for 8 hours. He worked that same day. Now, all you got to do is start the process. And you know what? You've been thinking about it, thinking about it, thinking about it. Pull the trigger. 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the Dirty Birdie Charity Classic at South Shore Harbor Golf Club in League City. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Did you see this guy? There's a guy, he just walked into Miller Park in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And he's just walking around.
Got on the
and he got on the tractor and just started
plowing it up,
plowing up the field. Good Lord!
When's their next game? Are they done with their home schedule? Because I don't. How are they going to get that thing to recover?
I don't know, but that dude's going to jail. That's for sure. I mean, he's ripping up the field. That's terrible.
Imagine someone doing that to a golf course.
That's such a nice field. Listen, I don't know how they do it, but these baseball fields. The way that they're manicured and the way that they – and this dude driving around just tearing up the infield.
It's a science. Not just them, but all the fields where, you know, major competitions take place. I mean, it's – you look at those fields and it's – they put a lot into it. And what he did, he just ruined a lot of hard work.
He really did. Mm-hmm. And, see, people do that on the greens at golf courses. They do, you know, burnouts on the greens and they just tear them up. There was one course up north. I'm not going to mention which one, but say somebody just destroyed. And that's a kid thing. This guy looks like he's got mental health problems. This guy, when he was walking around, he's like, he looks like he's got some kind of mental health problem.
Well, not enough to keep him from operating a tractor.
Well, right, but that doesn't seem like it was. Man, he just walked in and walked out. Bye. I'll see y'all.
Did they get, well.
I mean, how about lock the place? Ever hear of a lock? Miller Park?
I know. I wonder how he got in.
He just walked in. It looks like the door, it's open.
Maybe they had something open while they were working. Because they're probably not, like, no one's in the park. So they're probably thinking, some guy who's in there doing work or somebody came there just unlocked it.
Yeah.
Here come the Shriners, John.
Here comes
your Bloody Mary.
Elmina Shriners. Let's go, baby. Here we are. And where's our – they better have a Bloody Mary.
Why are you so aggressive with this stuff?
I know,
it's
man.
Free.
Calm down.
It's like, they better have my stuff.
Better
Where's my stuff?
Better have a Bloody Mary. It's a prize.
Everybody who hosts you, you threaten.
Yeah.
Wants to give you free stuff. You threaten
people
it, but they don't have your, you got my fries.
People try to give you things like, you better? No, but I was bringing you stuff. No,
I'm going to say something on the radio about you.
Yeah, you better watch it.
Well, you got to watch. Otherwise, I'll shut you down.
So earlier,
Nick's place closed a few times.
Yeah, well, they, except for their troubled men meetings.
Yeah. Right.
We talked earlier a little bit about our Keaty pitches tonight. The Astros. The season is almost over. The magic number is one. They hit a 12 spot on another not good team in the Rangers, but a decent pitcher, and the Astros bats got going. Multi hit games for Springer, Altuve, Bregman, Brantley. Now, what we want to see is, can they do this two games in a row? Can they do this three? Can Altuve do this three games in a row? That's what you want to see. But everything that we've talked about has been if the Astros would just hit. We've said that now for, what, 56 games? 57 games? If that's what we're talking about, then the question becomes, what –
I know you can't. See that? Look at it.
Yeah.
Look at my Shriners. I'm on the Shriners. Look at these guys.
Y'all are wasting one on him. He doesn't drink.
Yeah, he doesn't drink. I'll take his.
Yeah.
I'll take his.
All right, somebody will.
Hey, you guys, how about this for you guys, huh? Isn't it nice? This is nice with Tiny and Jason and Brandon and they all do. This is great and raises some money for you guys. It's got to be a tough year, huh? But with COVID, raising money and getting stuff done.
That's pretty good.
Hey, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Come on over here. You got to put that on so people can actually hear you. I know every charity, everyone, this is such a difficult time for all of them because people, first of all the money lost by all the businesses that are going to donate. Secondly, you can't get together to have any charity events. So I know I'm on the board for the Touchdown Club, and we're trying to raise money, and it's just been so, so difficult. So this is awfully nice today.
Well, it really is, and certainly want to thank the Mardi Gras crew for sponsoring this event and raising money, not only for Ronald McDonald House, but also for the Elmino Shriners. And you're right, raising funds to help the children in the hospitals, the Shriners hospitals, has been very, very difficult. So this is really coming in extremely handy for the children that we raise monies for in our local hospitals. You know, Texas is one of the only state in the country that has two hospitals, two Shriners hospitals. It has one in Houston and also has one in Galveston. The one in Galveston is for the burn children, and the one in Houston is for the children that have musculoskeletal deformities and also cleft lip and palate. But the good thing is, even though we haven't gone on a monthly basis to celebrate the kids' birthdays at the hospital, we are going to be able to do Christmas with those kids at the hospital.
Good.
And so this will allow the Elmina Shriners to purchase some gifts, special gifts for each of the children in the hospitals on a special wish list.
That's great.
And so this is wonderful. This is a great, great function.
So what have you guys – so you've had to just shut it down, huh? So you haven't been able to – because you can't go to the hospitals now.
We can't because of COVID.
Right, right, right. So – but have you had to hit reserves? Have you had to – is it just been – or is it just – we just have to put everything on hold?
We have put everything on hold because they will not let us into the hospitals. We do have some reserves that we have been using to help with the needs that the kids have at the hospitals.
That doesn't stop. Those kids are in the hospital. That doesn't stop.
And believe it or not, these kids are like everyday kids. They have they don't see themselves with any deformities. They don't see themselves as being burned with a loss of hands or fingers or their faces partially gone. They see themselves as everyday kids, which is – it's really an inspiration to see that from these kids.
It really is.
We look forward to using these funds that are raised for Elmina to help buy Christmas gifts for these children. Can I introduce some of the folks that are here with us from Elmina? We have Brad Corley, who is a past potentate. Doug Jones, past potentate. Jerry Champagne.
What does that mean, past potentate?
Well, you have to work your way up to become the person in charge, and we call them potentate. And it takes 7 years to work your way up. And so all of these gentlemen, Cricket, we're all been past potentates, Cricket Easley, and it just takes 7 years. You start at the very bottom, and as you go along, you learn about what Shriners is all about. And so when you become the person in charge, whom we call the potentate, then you've got your plan of action for the entire year while you're in charge, and you got your people
lined up
to help.
You're a diva, not a potentate.
Oh,
you're in line. Okay.
Yeah,
he still gets a fancy hat, though.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. One of the things that identifies Shriners is our fez.
Yeah.
And it's a fez that these kids, believe it or not, when they come in from out of the country or from another state, our group, our Shriners volunteers, pick them up at the airport or at the bus station. And when they see that fez, they know that they've arrived.
Yeah.
And so that's
they know they're getting some presents, which is nice.
Well, and they know they're going to be cared for.
Yeah.
Most importantly. And I do want to point out to your listening public, we provide this quality health care to all of these children without any cost.
Yep.
We don't care if you have insurance. We don't care if you don't have 10 cents in your pocket. We're going to provide quality health care simply because it's the right thing to do for these kids.
That's great.
So they can get some sort of a normal life after they receive their treatment and are released from the hospital.
And do they stay, the parents stay at the Ronald McDonald House?
The parents stay at the Ronald McDonald House. Each of the hospitals also has some apartments, very nominal apartments that we have. Like the one in Houston has, I think, 10 apartments right there in the hospital on one floor where the parents can stay. The one in Galveston, I think, has about 7 or 8 apartments for the parents can stay. But because we have so many kids in the hospitals, Ronald McDonald always accommodates us.
That's great.
And without Ronald McDonald, it would be very difficult to treat these kids because they don't know the doctors. They're in a strange environment, and they feel comfortable and secure with their parents being there.
Well, that's awesome. And Brandon and Tiny and Jason doing a hell of a job. putting this thing together all year long, and we're happy to be a part of it every year. So we appreciate you guys, and thanks for doing what you're doing.
Well, ESPN does a great job.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
And we appreciate you allowing us to talk about the Shriners and the children that we treat
it's
at the Shriners
stuff.
Hospitals.
If somebody wants to donate right now and they're listening right now, where do they go? What's the website or a phone number or something?
Okay, the website is – we just changed it recently – L-Shriners.com.
E-L-M-I-N-A Shriners.com.
That's it.
L-Shriners.com.
And if you get online, you can also get to the Shriners Hospital for Children, which is out of Tampa. And if you contribute $100 to the Shriners Hospital for Children, they'll send you a nice little blanket with a Huggy Bear on there.
How much to get one of those hats?
It cost a membership fee of $100.
Well, all right. I could do that. I think I might do that. Well, we appreciate it. What's your name?
Carlos Garza.
Carlos, man, we appreciate it. You guys are awesome. We really appreciate what you guys are doing for those kids. That is some great stuff. Elmina, E-L-M-I-N-A, Shriners.com. Donate right now. Because this is awfully important what these guys are doing. The kids don't stop getting sick, but these guys don't stop helping them. So even during the pandemic, they're still out there and hustling. And Brandon and Jason and Tiny, what a great job you guys are doing putting this whole thing together. Man, we appreciate it. So we appreciate it, Carlos. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Let's talk right now. Got to take a break. Lance Loken is what we got to talk about here. And thanks for the – by the way, these are awesome. While you were talking, I was drinking, which was even better. I want to talk about Lance Loken right now. There's another guy that's just doing great things in the city of Houston. And if you're buying a house, if you're selling a house, especially selling a house, but he's got all the buyers too. And if you want to, if you're a buyer and you want to hook up with Lance, you can do that as well. Listen, there's story after story after story. 16 showings, 7 offers, and within just 7 days. They got 7% over list price. This happens every single day. That Lance Loken is – and if you've had your house on the market for a while, you know what? You need to call Lance Loken and the Loken Group because these people are going to sell your home. The average for the average realtor is like 56 days. For Lance Loken, it's 30 days. And, by the way, he'll give you an immediate cash offer for your house. He's guaranteeing that he's going to sell your house. He'll buy it. He will buy your house if you want out at any time. 281-861-4624. Just the best damn realtor. They're part of the Keller Williams Platinum Group, and they're the number one in the state and number two in the world. And I'm, you know what? They're going to be number one in the world. I'm pretty darn sure. TheLokenGroup.com. The L-O-K-E-N Group.com.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.